Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another Breakdown bonus episode where we are going to talk about sexual harassment in the workplace.
Wow.
Which is why I brought my coworker.
No, you can't tee it up like that. That's not cool.
That's exactly how I'm teeing it up.
No.
This is coworker Jackson.
Wow, thanks for having me on this episode that I know a whole lot about.
Yeah, unfortunately, this was an episode about sexual harassment in the workplace. It's funny because I feel like the girl I interviewed had such a sense of humor about it, but she joined this job. She was 18 and she ended up in a... not an emotional affair, but she's like, I kind of had this thing with this guy that I knew was wrong. I knew it was an emotional entanglement, if you will. But I think it brought up two power dynamics that I think at the age of 18, most young women don't know are power dynamics, especially when there's an age gap. If you think someone's just like 4 years older than you, I don't think people see that as a power dynamic to be feared. And then also in the workplace, like when you work with somebody, if they have more tenure than you, if they have more seniority than you, even if they feel like they're your buddy, there's power dynamics at play.
Yes.
For sure.
Agreed.
That are very easy to prey upon. And I think the reason I've done this podcast for so long is sometimes I think you just need to hear somebody else's story to recognize that when you have those situations happen in your own life, those little red flags flare up.
I think that's a valid point. And I also want to say, you said something about like, even if it's a 4 year difference, specifically when it comes to the workplace, if someone has been there for longer or is a level above you or whatever, there will always be, albeit maybe small at that point, a power dynamic there.
For sure. When I joined my last job right out of college, I had this manager that would do all these tests with me, and he'd want to know like what my management style needed to be. And he really, like in hindsight, such a great, like awesome manager. And there was this one test I had to take where it picked out what your priorities were as an employee, like how you get along with other people in the workplace. And the number one thing that came up for me, which I now knowing this about myself, I'm like, oh my God, I look for this in every scenario in my life, because when you don't have it, there is such an imbalance between other people in your life when they have context for certain situations. Like when you join any workplace, everybody has certain experiences with different employees, different clients. They have context for certain conversations and situations that when you're just thrown into the mix, like you don't understand why everyone has a problem with Bob from sales. And it's because Bob from sales was a little skeezy with that one intern one day.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And having context for like the situations that you're in and having the social awareness to know how to navigate things is so beyond valuable.
I completely agree. I think when you are looking to hire somebody, knowing their ability to navigate office politics can be highly underrated when it comes to looking at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when somebody joins, you're right, they have no context, but being able to sniff that stuff out early enough on or make enough allies to where you can ask the semi-uncomfortable questions early enough on will be completely invaluable to you.
So something else that came up in this episode is the fact that this happened twice to this girl. So it happened one time, and then she had this other coworker or this other acquaintance that she had a relationship with. And then suddenly that led into an emotional affair as well. And I think this is a great learning opportunity to talk about learning to break your own patterns in your relationships, because I know that there are certain pitfalls that I constantly find myself in as somebody who is a self-proclaimed avoidant attachment style, that I find myself acting a certain way with guys that I'm like, oh my God, if I don't break this pattern at some point, like I'm going to end up hurting somebody I actually care about.
Okay.
Do you have those same pitfalls where it's like when you were out in the dating world before you found your lady there were patterns in your relationships where you're like, if I don't break this, I'm not going to be able to find the happiness I've been looking for forever.
That's a good question. I don't, You know, maybe it took after a couple breakups for me to be a little bit more conscious of what those sort of pitfalls are. One thing that I was very keen on when I got back into dating this most recent time was trying not to dive too headfirst in too early. I'm someone who falls very quickly, especially when somebody's giving me the time of day and attention and it's all looking like it's great. I can be someone who's very blind to red flags and things that are happening outside of what I deem as good, because what's good at that point is just getting the attention that you want, especially nowadays when you're dealing with these dating apps where you get 1,000 rejections before you get the one that, you know, looks good. And so I think I was a lot more conscious about picking when I did meet somebody, taking it a little slower and being a lot more conscious of how I was handling what they were bringing to the table as well.
Didn't you go through this with your soon-to-be fiance? Like, she got freaked out because you were moving too fast.
So it's funny that I'm saying this because I was conscious of it during the time that I was dating people, but with her specifically, it was like a force that I could not stop. It was something that, like, I felt so heavily for her very early on that I felt like I...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Didn't want to do anything. I couldn't mess. I didn't want to mess it up. I didn't want to let this to be the one that got away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a double-edged sword, obviously, because you can smother something too much if you go in a little bit too quickly. And so, which I don't think that I necessarily did. She was in an interesting part of her life of a transition of graduating college and moving to a new city that I think this freaked her out, just the notion of any sort of more serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm giving myself the justification in past that I didn't mess it up completely when all of that went down. But again, I was still like, it was still on my brain.
Yeah. So really the lesson here is you don't need to learn from your mistakes. You just need to find someone who's willing to be the unicorn in that situation and ignore any red flags that you're displaying.
Sure. You can put it that way.
Character growth is BS.
Another thing that just talking has sort of primed in my head is understanding that a relationship is not just between you and the person. I think it has a lot more to do with you and the person and also who they're surrounded by, their family, their friends, things like that. My ex-girlfriend didn't have really many friends and was also...
she was a loser.
Well, no, she was a foreigner, so she had only been in the States for a few years, and that also meant that her family wasn't near, and her family didn't really speak any English either. And these were things that I thought... It's one of those... You're like, we're in love. It doesn't matter. Like, we'll do anything to keep us together. Mm. When those extended circumstances make a lot more of a difference in your day-to-day happiness than you could possibly imagine. And I never wanted to be someone who dreaded going to their in-laws' homes or anything like that. And so I was a little bit more cognizant of that as well.
So did you take that knowledge into dating your now fiance?
100%.
Or soon to be fiance, sorry.
I think that's one of the things that was so enticing early on was when you're going through the conversations about, like, what's your family like and what do they do and all this kind of stuff. There were a lot of very weird coincidences about similarities between our families of not just in the way that we operate and talk and how they parented growing up, but also in terms of how many siblings their parents have, extended family, cousins. There's just a weird amount of things that just lined up that made it seem like eerily similar.
I feel like that's a lesson I had to learn as well, but it wasn't something I had to learn through having somebody with shitty in-laws, because I did date a guy post-grad whose sister she didn't have a problem with me, but her friends had a problem with me. So therefore she had a problem with me by proxy.
Yep.
But seeing my brother and my cousins and seeing how their in-laws have become so enmeshed with our family that a couple dates ago, a guy was telling me about his strain with his family and just some of the struggles he has with them. I was like, oh, I don't want that struggle. Like, and it's because it's a personal trigger for me. It wasn't like, oh, I don't want anything to do with this guy. I mean, he already wasn't the one for me, but hearing him talk about his relationship with his family, and like, that reminds me so much of like what my mom goes through with my dad's in-laws. And I don't want to see myself become my mom, where I'm dreading going to the middle of nowhere to see these in-laws that hate me and that I don't have a relationship with.
Definitely. Family matters so much more than you could ever imagine. And I don't think people realize that until you get to experience that in the first place. Obviously, you have no control over your own, how you were raised and how you grew up. So yeah,
God help the guy that comes in and is like, her family sucks.
Right. So, I mean, it's tough because it's not always completely equal. But in the relationship that I'm in now, I'm so close with her family and like text her siblings and her parents like separately from my girlfriend. I'm in their family group chat and I don't feel weird about saying things and being vocal in there. And they were just so warm and welcoming and making me feel like part of the family that it made a huge difference in how successful our relationship has gone.
Yeah, I really do feel bad for the people who love their partner so much. So it's like, this is the relationship for them. But as a caveat, you also just have these in-laws that are just such a pain in the ass.
I know. And I'm not saying to break up with the person because they have an estranged relationship with their parents mm-hmm. or things are tough, but it objectively makes things harder.
Yeah. But the moral of it is you knew that that was something important to you. And so you weren't going to date somebody who you were having a similar experience with your ex-girlfriend. You've like, I've learned this lesson. I'm moving, taking that into my next relationship so I can value it when it comes up, because you may have not have had that previous experience with your ex and not had recognized the gem that you got by having a very close relationship with your in-laws.
Exactly. I mean, my mom had always been preaching that, saying like, remember, you're not just dating them, you're dating their entire family. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, it'll be fine. We'll figure it out. 99% of the time, it's just you and them anyway, mm-hmm. but it does make a huge difference.
Yeah. So more of the story for this breakdown bonus episode, be aware of the power dynamics in your life, whether it be age, employment status. I'm going to link some episodes that we've already covered with experts about how age can be a huge, huge, huge power dynamic at play. And also recognizing the patterns in your relationship, knowing when to accept them and knowing also when something's not right for you, so you don't continue to have the same cycle of bad relationships over and over again. Thanks, Jackson Kim.
You're welcome.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.